It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
Mystery voice time, and Alani is back to play.
Lady Alani!
Hi.
Hello, buddy.
It's 47:32 because Hannah McEwen was your deputiser yesterday.
Yeah, and she struggled.
Well, it was a hard game. I think it's
a tough
hard
day
game.
To debut on Waxing Lyrical. Yeah, it was hard yesterday.
We read lyrics from a song. 47:32, first to 50. I would say if you have an okay sort of day, that you'll get across the line.
Because on Friday we were talking about the possibility of you maybe forging a magnificent comeback. That took a blow yesterday, I'll be honest.
It did, yeah.
So it could still be done. You're only 15 behind.
Right. So you need to get no points for the next 3 days.
Yeah, if you can basically donut me for the rest of the week, you're right back in with a shout. Which, hey, it could happen.
It could happen.
It's definitely not impossible.
You've gone on runs before, so I'm just saying it's not out of the realms of possibility. Very simple. Albie applies a celebrity voice. Mm-hmm. If we need a clue, we only get 1 point. If we can work out who it is on our own, we get both points. Ladies first,
and
as
I've
always.
Skillfully taken bits of all of these people. So if you listen closely to their subject matter, I reckon it'll give you a very good clue as to who that person is.
Well done.
So your first mystery voice, Alana.
Like, I've been on, like, such good behavior. I really think before I tweet lately because, I've gotten to this point where I don't want to offend people just for a joke.
I'm not sure who that is. Is it... Oh, I'm going to take a complete random guess. Is it Chelsea Handler?
It's not Chelsea Handler.
I'm with my colleague here. Ooh. I have literally no idea who that is.
Okay. Chrissy Teigen is the answer.
Oh. That makes sense.
I don't think I've ever heard her talk before.
Especially in the context of what she's saying.
Because she upset some people with some tweets, didn't she?
And the president.
her and Trumpy weren't mates.
They were not mates at all.
I've read about her. I don't think I've ever heard her speak before.
She's married to John Legend.
She certainly is.
I didn't know that till today. So there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Doblo, our gossip editor.
I learned something as
well.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Your first mystery voice, Nujay.
And I missed him, and I missed family life, and I'm very lucky I didn't have to do that. I can write novels, and I can write sitcoms, and I can work at home and be a house husband. And effectively, that's what I've been for the last many a long year. But I've always missed stand-up.
Oh, I think I got it just at the end there. Is that the magnificent Ben Elton?
Yes, it is. Book writer, stand-up comic.
I had no idea until pretty much the last syllable till he said stand-up, and I don't know why, that popped into my brain.
Clever man, Ben Elton.
Which is why when I went and saw the musical of We Will Rock You, I was so disappointed, because I love Ben Elton, he wrote it, I love the music of Queen, and it was like The Rock of Stedford. It was the first and only time I've been to a musical, and I shan't go back.
They're all like that. They over-dramatise.
The next musical I'll be going to is my son's school musical.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right, 2 points for you there. Your second mystery voice, Alana.
Interesting about this year is that I have a laptop in the back that they've given me, and I can actually see the votes coming in, and I can see how many exactly have come in and how they're jumping back and forth. I can't reveal it.
Is that Ryan Seacrest? Talking about American
Seacrest
Idol.
Out.
Talking about American Idol.
Which is one of the 17 shows that he hosts. Hardest working man in Hollywood, Ryan Seacrest.
That's been his golden ticket, though, American Idol. It's kind of...
Oh, and he produces everything the Kardashians does as well.
Yeah.
He makes a couple of bob out of the Kardashians.
So he's making a few bucks here and there. Yeah. He's a bit of a machine, isn't he, Ryan
Seacrest? He's actually got there's a building in Los Angeles where he's got separate jobs on separate floors.
Oh my God.
So his TV production office is on one floor.
And he's a breakfast
announcer, isn't
he?
His radio studio is on the next floor. Now, that guy is like a one-man industry.
Yeah.
He gets written off as just kind of hair and teeth and a presenter. But
how is there enough time in the day?
I think he's actually like installed more hours. He's working on a 27-hour, 9-day week.
That's amazing.
And getting it done.
And he could. He would.
Yeah, he would.
All right, your second mystery voice, Nugget.
Tom Hanks, I think, actually could probably fly the space shuttle at this point if he wanted to, because he was a space freak and knew a lot about it. The late, great Bill Paxton was in that, and we spent a lot of time with the three of us.
That is, in history of Hollywood, the most delicious-sounding name ever, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon!
Talking about Apollo 13, yeah. He was still one of those just super watchable movies, too, Apollo 13.
All right, it's time for this...
Bonus round.
4 points to two. Actually, you've got yourself across the line already.
Oh, where was the pomp and circumstance?
Oh, hang on.
How?
Which he's got 4 points, so he's got 51.
Yeah.
So he's actually passed.
Oh, that's right.
He's passed
counting.
A magic 50.
You forgot the maths part of the counting. Oh, it's very exciting.
But anyway, we'll play the bonus round. This is very easy. Jump in when you think you know who this is.
Part of a lot of the show is kind of what we do.
Alana,
with our
that is the young and talented Robert Irwin.
Were
you doing a John Travolta there? The wickedly talented that
Adele
Dizim. Yeah.
So a win to you, 51-36.
Huzzah!
Which means it's a clean slate tomorrow when we play What's My Line?
We'll do it again. Movie lines. We'll see you then, Lansy.
See ya.